Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from the park. Citizens Bank Park, Rockies and Phils game two in the NovaCare broadcast booth. Nick Pivetta tonight. You knew what last night? Aaron Nola, and he looked damn good. Joining us right now as he does every Wednesday at 3 o'clock is the great Larry Anderson. What do you say, L.A.?
How's it going, guys? How's everything?
Well, it's good to be back on the winning side of things, L.A.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Noah looked sensational last night. What does he do? What's the best thing that he does from a pitcher standpoint when you watch him, L.A.?
He manages the count. He manages any damage. And I think that's where he's taken a step to that some of the other guys haven't, is when he gets in trouble, how's he going to get out of it? He's got a plan. He's got a way to get out of it, and and the big thing is he executes it. He has a plan, and he executes, and that's the biggest thing. He can command three pitches, and that's when you do that, you just, especially with his pitches, his movement on his fastball, his curveball, and his changeup, and then it's like, to me, when you have three good pitches and then you add command with each of them, that's like almost like another pitch, maybe three more pitches, just the command of it, the command of the fastball, the changeup, and the curveball. And that's what he does. He just, for me, and I told him this probably a couple of weeks ago, I said, I just enjoy watching him pitch. Pitch. Not throw, but pitch.
Yep.
And that's what I enjoy. There's so many more throwers in the game today than there are pitchers, and it's not fun to watch him. It's, you know, anybody can go out there, and not anybody can throw 100, but a lot of these guys that throw 95 to 100, they just throw. They're not pitchers. And Noah is a pitcher. Just fun to watch.
When you look at him and you watch his, I guess, his growth during his short time here now, how does a pitcher, L.A., go from, I guess, you know, you get up here to the big leagues, you got a lot of expectation, team, club is down at the time, you're like one of the lone bright spots, at least from a pitching standpoint. How do you go from, I guess, trying to live up to expectations or meet expectations to being where he's at right now, where he just really seems comfortable in his skin? You talked about, you know, him pitching when guys are on base or where he might be in a little trouble, his confidence doesn't seem to waver. Did you notice when he sort of made that change from a mental standpoint, or when a pitcher does make that change from a mental standpoint of being overly concerned and worked up when you either allow a hit or you allow guys on base, to not being bothered by that, where it seems that's where Aaron Nola is at right now?
Yeah, it's exactly where he's at. I think, you know, one thing he does so well is he just simplifies things. He doesn't overthink things, and he absolutely trusts his stuff. And I think I said it before, I think Pivetta and Eflin both are showing signs of being able to do what Nola's doing. The one thing I would love to see him do, back to Nola, one thing, like, he has a goal, he has a plan, he has a mission, and 2 years ago it was come to spring training with the changeup, and he threw probably 50% changeups, to where he just got comfortable with it, and on top of the fact that it's a good changeup, but you can have a good one and throw it all you want in the bullpen, but until you take it into the game, that's when you get the confidence in it, and that's where what he's done. He's gained that confidence in the third pitch that he'll throw it 3-2, 3-1, 2-0. He doesn't care, and he'll throw it back-to-back. It's just his ability to do that, I think, and just simplify things, not try and make things harder than they are or more, I don't know, getting in too much of a thought process, kind of the old cliche of think long, think wrong. Mm-hmm. He knows what he wants to do, and he goes out and says, I'm doing it, bang, end of story.
Larry Anderson joins us every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. All right, L.A., I buried the lead here, but I wanted to start on a positive note because I'm officially 64 games into the season. I'm officially over, and I love Gabe Kapler. I know you do, but I'm officially over the handling of the bullpen. I'm officially over it. Sir Anthony Dominguez is their best reliever. Make him the closer. If you're not going to make him the closer, then give Ramos a chance. Give somebody else a chance. These guys want their roles defined. It can happen naturally, but he doesn't like using guys in specific roles. I want to play you a cut. He was on with Angelo this morning explaining, because you know everybody wants Sir Anthony to be the closer because he's got the best stuff. So here's Gabe this morning on with Angelo. So there you go. Your thoughts, the best reliever, is he naturally the closer? And if he's not, then you know what his role is going to be. You're going to use him in a couple different ways. But the other guys have to have roles at some point.
Yeah, and I'm my biggest thing with what Gabe said this, you know, from the get-go, even though Neris was our closer and he used him as the closer, he didn't want to define roles. And I think everything he said is great if you leave out the ninth inning. You can't. And the one thing I don't think he understands is that, and as much as he might want it, not everybody can be a closer mentally. Stuff-wise, yeah, we got a handful of guys down there that could close. Most of them could probably close physically with their stuff. Mentally, that's a different story. And I'll use the analogy again, the tightrope walker. You're a tightrope walker. The net under you is the closer, the guy behind you, or the guys behind you. When you're the last guy, when you're the closer, there's no net. That think about that mental part of it. If you're going across a high wire without a net, you're definitely going to be more shaky, more scared, more nervous, more whatever. I don't mean scared in a closer sense, but I mean it just is. I've done both. It's a difference. It's mentally different. It's drastically different than pitching the eighth inning, and not everybody can do it. You know, he talks about versatility. He wants guys to be able to play all different positions. Not everybody can do that. I think that's more of a physical standpoint, but there is some mental to it too. Mm-hmm. But the ninth inning, you're closing. You're the GOAT or you're the hero. There's no in between, and that's. Some guys relish it. Some guys shy away from it. Some guys are afraid of it. Some guys don't want it. They don't want that pressure. And I'm sorry if anybody takes offense to that, but that's just a fact, period. And so to me, yeah, there might be situation in the seventh inning with two guys on and Freeman and Marquez, whatever. You have to have everybody's going to have to pitch out of a high leverage situation. If it's a 1-0 game in the seventh inning, that's still a high leverage situation. So, I mean, and obviously with the part of the lineup, if you're in the middle of the lineup, yeah, you would love to have your best arm there, but you chance that to get out of that inning and hope that somebody comes in the ninth and makes their pitches and doesn't walk people and isn't fazed by the pressure of the ninth inning. It's a huge difference. And I mean, if you can go back over the years, how many teams have had success with the bullpen by committee without a closer specifically? Maybe three?
Handful.
Yeah, I was going to say, not many.
There's a reason for that. And that's, I think, for the people that have been there that understand it and know that it's a different ballgame. It's a different beast pitching in the ninth inning. Not everybody can do it. And I think, I know he wants to find out. But a guy can go out there and have one good game in the ninth, might not show any fear, intimidation, whatever, but he could go out and mess the bed the next time out. You have to have somebody in there. And as for me, Sir Anthony Dominguez is a closer. Make him the closer. I mean, that's my opinion.
And yeah, I agree with you, L.A.
It's just he doesn't seem to be nervous. The situations obviously he's been thrown into right from the get-go since he got here are all high leverage. Put that guy in the ninth inning, so be it. You know, you got eight other guys down there, seven, whatever it is. Uh-huh. If you don't have confidence in them, then they shouldn't even be here. If you don't think they can get certain guys out in tough situations in seventh or eighth, then why are they here?
Yep.
That's the way I look at it.
We look at this ball club, L.A. We were sort of anticipating this month coming up, June. We know the ball clubs that they would have to play against a little bit better competition. Just your thoughts on, I guess, what, the first 13 days of the month and sort of how they I think I saw somewhere where they're either 6-14 or 5-15 in the last 20 games. They have been struggling a little bit. You see any hope that, you know, we can get out of this month at possibly a 500 mark? You see any hope where this thing is starting to turn back the way it was in the month of April and May?
Not without the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I would love to say absolutely. They're positive. They absolutely can get over this and win games. You got a young pitching staff, and they're out there every single inning with the game on the line. There's no. Not that you want guys kicking back and just being content that they're out there, but I mean, it'd be nice to go out there and have a 6-run lead, and you give up a leadoff base hit, and you're not going, oh shit, if they score, we're in trouble. I mean, the game it's tight, whatever. But the offense, I mean, at some point they have to do something.
Yeah, we keep saying that, L.A. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's almost like a snowball effect when things are going – when a lot of it – I mean, you look at Herrera. When Herrera's going good, the team seems to be better offensively.
And yeah, that's a great point.
We used to talk that about Jimmy Rollins. When Jimmy Rollins is playing, when he's out there and doing his thing, the team follows suit. It's kind of like Herrera the same way. Is it fair? No, it's not fair to put all this on one guy. But it makes a big difference, and especially when you got him hitting third.
Mm-hmm. If he's
I don't know what his numbers are, but how long do you keep using the same lineup and hoping for different results before you go, wait a minute, maybe we need to change something around a little bit here?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. L.A., we'll leave you on this. Did you see the Terry Collins video that was floating around today at all?
No.
So I don't know why it came out now, but I guess he was mic'd up for a game, and it was the game where Syndergaard – was it Syndergaard or who was it?
It was Syndergaard.
It was it Syndergaard. Yeah. He throws behind Chase when Chase was a Dodger. Throws
right.
A bullet right behind him, and he gets tossed, and Terry Collins went crazy, and the audio was great. And you wonder why MLB doesn't do that more often, because it really brings you inside. You have it? Well, let's play a little bit, Ben. Let's hear it.
Take him. Terry. Get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on. Talk to me.
Tommy, that's
talk to me. Then you talk to me about that.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us
Terry,
a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why not?
You know the situation, Terry.
Why don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that makes it worse. Terry, that makes it worse.
Why not? But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, that I Terry, I can't control that. You know as well as I where I stand on the whole situation. But that's
you're better than that, Tommy. You know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? That's I'm just telling you.
Mother
Holy cow, L.A.
Wow.
All of a sudden, Mets fans, after he's been fired, want him back because that was so amazing. So who was the – I'm sure Larry Boa would be in your top three as far as coaches or managers that went crazy. But who are the guys when you played that just went all time like Terry Collins?
Earl Weaver. More towards the end of my career, but, oh, yeah. Earl would go ballistic and – I mean, Fregosi, he'd get his point across, too. But, I mean, the way these guys explode, I'd say Earl Weaver, Lou Piniella.
Yeah,
Sweet Lou.
he's had his disagreements with some umpires. That's the one thing with replay that you missed part of the game. The umpire, the manager, the arguing calls, that's all gone. It's like... I mean, I don't know. Maybe other people didn't like it, but I enjoyed it. I was like, let me see some of that, you know. And managers would do that just to fire up their team. Now what are you going to do? Call New York and yell at them because of a replay or something? It's just changing a lot.
It's like a hockey fight. No one says, "Oh, I hate those hockey fights." No, we all love it, right?
Exactly.
Listen, Lou Piniella was my favorite, man. Lou Piniella was crazy, man. He was my favorite.
He was.
He was a beauty. It was fun.
L.A., always a pleasure. We'll see you, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, brother.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, there he is. The great, not the good, the great Larry Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Don't shoot it straight, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. All right, you heard L.A. What do you think? The Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. 215-625-6586.
I thought Terry Collins was going to have a heart attack out there on the damn
field. Oh, my God.
And it's great without the bleeps. I've seen the video. And the only thing I kept saying to myself is, the umpires actually cussed back at
I thought the umpire did a good job with it. He let him have his talk.
That only happens in baseball. I've never heard an NBA official do that, and I know I've never heard an NFL referee or official do that.
You don't see an NFL guy getting in the referee's face,
sure,
or an NBA guy like that.
Well, before they started, dude, they changed the rule a few years back where they gave it became a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty.
If you did that.
For cursing at the refs. Because we used to get away with saying anything to the officials.
And now you can't.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, we used to talk so bad to the officials.
Oh, man.
coaches and all.
But hold on a second. Isn't that part of the game that fans like? I love.
Oh, yeah, that right there was beautiful.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said, listen, Lou Piniella, man. That was my guy, man. Kicking the hat, pulling bases out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he already looked like he was drunk.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because he had the little scruffy beard going all the time.
He was an angry guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.